Welcome to Talks at the Cross,
the official podcast of the Cross Point Church.
Welcome, you guys, to another segment. Happy Sunday. We first and foremost want to apologize again. We've been having some technical difficulties with the podcast as far as uploading the video side of things. We ask you to continue to pray for us in regards to that, that we get it sorted out, and you know we're doing this all for the honor and glory of God. But as far as audio, and I know you guys have been telling us that the audio has been pretty well recorded. So just with that being said, we want to ask special prayers for our production team, for all those included from the Simano family. If you could just keep us in your prayers for that, we'd really appreciate it. But today, Bishop, our topic is waiting on God's perfect timing, or how to be patient while waiting on God.
I believe that is probably the most important topic in a Christian's life. And by that, I'm not downplaying any other important topics in the Bible. But I think as far as our side, as far as our Christian walk with God, one of the greatest defeats of a Christian is going ahead of God or going behind God. I think that topic there is so profound. And by that, I mean, you know, a lot of people approach it very superficially. And, you know, you say, just wait and wait. And let's be realistic. Let's be real. This podcast is about being, you know, down to earth and being real with the people. I think it's the hardest thing for any human being. You know, let's be honest. We got a lot of spiritual giants out there that say, oh, I can wait. I'm waiting on God. And, you know, they even change their way and the way they talk. That's a bunch of baloney. I've learned that those that say that are the first ones that, you know, get tired of waiting, because waiting on God is trusting God. It's more than just saying it with your mouth. It's living it with your life and with your actions. And I think, as we all know, there's that old saying, actions speak louder than words. So, Aaron, I think this topic needs to be diagnosed, is the correct way I would put it.
I would say, you know, diagnosed. I'd also say it needs to be dissected. Because there's certain elements about the topic that, you know, if you hit it each bullet point, you're going to have a better understanding about it. And God put this topic on me because this is something I'm struggling with as well right now, personally. You know, waiting on God. You know, for those of you who don't know, I'm going to get personal right now. I've been struggling trying to find a job. And, you know, I'm waiting on God. And I'm not giving up yet. And then, you know, there's external factors, but it's also internal factors. You know, I'm not going to blame it all on the devil. We talked about that. But there's something there. And I know God has something in store for me. And I'm waiting, but it's hard. And I find myself sometimes losing hope, you know, dealing with, you know, mental health issues, battling off depression. And sometimes I just know that God's timing is perfect. But what's the time limit on that, right?
I think this episode is going to be helping, because just like you, Aaron, I think we all have a special request, a special need, a special prayer, and we're all waiting. You know, you talked about, you know, a job, a relationship, a future, a business, a ministry, you know, a child, a house. You know, there's so many aspects to life that we all have that special, you know, I call it quiet requests. Some are known or special unknown requests that we have before God. And we as Christians and believers in God, sometimes we become like the spoiled child that gets anything he wants. And when he doesn't get it, he throws a tantrum. And that's called immaturity. There's a lot of, even pastors, and I include myself, when I started my ministry, you know, I knew that God had a calling upon my life. And I wanted to serve God. And I recall, and some of you probably know my testimony, I was called to the missionary field very young. Very young. I was 25 years old when I was asked to go to Spain to take the place of a couple of missionaries that had been there, great missionaries that had started work there. And there was a need for us to translate. But in the meantime, I had just started my first pastorship. And I had prayed, me and Carmen had wanted to be missionary, yeah. But God was blessing us so much where we were pastoring. We were in construction, we were building a church. We had a radio program back then. That was the podcast we had back then. It was a radio program. And I recall that we had just been donated a van, a bus. We had a bus ministry. I mean, things were going. And when they called me to say, you know, we want you to consider going to Spain to be the missionary there. And I looked and I said, well, you know, God is blessing me here. I'm comfortable. I'm at it. I had just bought a home there. So wait a minute, I said to myself. And I say the testimony. I recall that I told the supervisor, I said, well, let me talk to my wife. And internally, I wanted my wife to say no.
Yeah.
I wanted somebody to blame, to say no, so I wouldn't go. I was trying to run away from that call. But internally, I had that desire. So I remember I took Carmen to a special dinner, and I sat down and I told her, you know, I just talked to the bishop, and he asked us to go. You know, what do you think? And I recall Carmen did not hesitate. She just said, well, that's a promise we made to God, that we would go wherever he called us. And there goes my whole, you know, demeanor. And like you were saying, I was waiting for an answer, but I wasn't ready for the answer.
Sometimes I feel like as Christians, we either say, oh, you know, God takes too slow or it's too fast. Like, it's like, there's a comedian said a joke, you know, I got offered the job in the interviews. I'm not ready to start today. You know, it's just like, you know, we can't dictate the tempo in which we get blessed. And sometimes, like the old proverb goes, you know, be careful what you wish for. And God knows the true desires of your heart, and he's going to grant the desires of your heart, but on his perfect timing, right? And that's what it's that's what this episode is about, is how do you, you know, live in that and be patient and recognize that he has, you know, your right man at hand.
I think for somebody that's listening right now that's struggling with the weight, and I call it the trial, I call it when you're being crushed, and you know, it is so important that we understand that God, the Bible says that he will never give you something that you don't, you know, he won't give you a rock if you ask for bread. If you ask for fish, he won't give you a serpent. He will never, God knows your heart's desires. And God is a good God, like a good father. He wants the best for his children. But I think the key that you said there, the right timing. And the right timing for God sometimes not the right timing for us.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The right timing for God is not always the right timing for us. Because as humans, we always have predetermined plans, you know. I'm going to go here today. I'm going to take this exit. I'm going to eat this today. And sometimes with a monkey wrench or something gets thrown in the mix, we freak out. We panic. Because, you know, change is scary.
And I think you hit it right on the money. And sometimes those changes is what prepares you to the, you know, desire that God has for our lives. And you know, one of the things, that you going back to my, one of the, my, you know, trials that I had in experiences waiting on God was when we got transferred to go to Europe from California, from a very, you know, small prospering church, you know, in construction and a lot of things going on, a lot of future. As a matter of fact, you know, the bishop had said that, you know, he wanted me to start considering to take a bigger church after I finished there. And, you know, there was a lot of things that were being offered. But yet the real goal was that in my heart, I've always wanted to be a missionary. It's from 5 years old, my father tells me. But I thought God was going too fast. I thought I was too young, but not knowing that going to Spain was a preparation of, you know, the majority of my missionary field. From Spain, after being there almost 2 years, is when I got called to go to Italy. But God prepared me in Spain to go to Italy. If I would have never gone to Spain, I would have never been able to be in Italy almost 8 years and to be able to do what God has granted us to do there. Now, Aaron, I think you said that monkey wrench. To us, it might be a monkey wrench, but in the Bible it says, for all things work together for the good to those who are called by God. We're called with a purpose, that love God. So there's two key elements there. Waiting without understanding God is okay, but waiting and getting desperate. And the enemy plants doubt by telling you it's not going to happen, or you're not ready, or it's not for you, or you're no good. I recall, you know, when I was 25 years old, somebody even told me, one of my fellow colleagues, he said, you're too young, you know, don't go out there, don't do this, don't do that. And this was discouraging. That didn't help me learning to wait on God. So the process, and once again, I repeat it, the process of waiting on God's timing is involves not only faith. You know, before they should tell us, pray about it, fast about it. That was the answer. But I've learned that that's not an answer. That's a method. And, you know, sometimes we want answers, but we don't want methods. And the Bible is the authority on, he tells us that we must wait on God, trusting him. praising Him and doing what God called us to do. Now, you know, one of the greatest examples I have, I recall when I was in Bible school, we worked during the day, and worked at night and studied during the day. And I recall a young man got a job, and he was working at a restaurant as a dishwasher. And he would complain every day. And he would tell me, you know, that's not what I wanted to do here. I came to study the Word of God. And, you know, a lot of things, he was discouraged, and we would encourage him. And little did we know that soon from a dishwasher, he became the manager.
Yeah.
And pretty soon he started making a lot of money, and he was able to, you know, help the work of God. He was able to donate to the church and to missionary fields. And pretty soon the guy that made him a manager told him, you know, would you want to take over this restaurant? And he was trying to sell it to him. So what I'm trying to use as example, God's ways are not our ways.
Yeah, I mean, that's the toughest thing to digest as a Christian, you know, as a believer of faith, is that you have to, you know, you have to accept the faith that, and you have to accept the fact that, you know, you put a petition before God and He's going to answer it, but in His perfect timing, right? In the Bible, it doesn't say it's going to take a month. It doesn't say it's going to take a year. It doesn't say it's going to take a minute. That's the thing sometimes we get wrapped up around. We try to look too much in the scripture, no disrespect for literal, oh, okay, it's going to happen today. You know, God said, let there be light, there is light. You know, we look too literal sometimes in the Word, where we need to pray about it and meditate about it and ask for spiritual guidance more sometimes. The Word is fine, but you're not going to always find, you know, the Word in black and white. Your interpretation of it also, that's another study, another topic. Your interpretation of the Word is also dangerous too. But you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this is where God's timing is, you know, God is not limited to our time.
Yeah.
Human time can never be compared. That's why He says one day is like 1,000 years. So think about that for a moment. God's timing, and sometimes this is where we got it all twisted. We say, yeah, I'm waiting for God. God promises. And then you got some of these wannabe prophets that tell you, it's coming around the corner. It's here, you know, and God showed me. And, you know, be careful. Not all prophecies from God. Some of it's carnal. And one of the things that I've learned dealing with the gifts that you have to be very careful with discernment. Spiritual discernment is so needed, especially when in God's timing. There will be moments in our lives that God will speak to us, and we believe in prophecy. We believe in the prophetic word. But we also must understand, Aaron, that you said something very powerful, and you, I don't know, you cut yourself, but sometimes God does not want you to be expecting His answer. I call that the surprise effect. And God is so powerful. The surprise effect sometimes is what makes you cry, breaks you down, can make you realize, I don't deserve this. You know, I had even forgot I asked God for this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to draw. I think sometimes those blessings, like you said, you know, we least expect it, we forgot about it. Or, you know, something happened unexpectedly. And I was going to ask you a question before earlier. I'd have to cut you off again, but when you said that you thought it was going too fast, do you think that if you didn't accept that missionary assignment, you were going to be blocking your blessing?
Yes. I totally 100% know now, after, you know, 40 years in the ministry, I realized that I've made a lot of mistakes here by not waiting on God's timing. And sometimes that, what you just mentioned, is that I wanted to get, I was behind on God's timing by not going, because what I thought I had, it reminded me when God told the apostle to go to Philippi. He was in revival in Jerusalem. He was in revival in another city, but God told him, I need you to go to Philippi. And that's where, when you start to understand that you have to be obedient, this is where discernment, sometimes blind obedience to God will bring greater blessings. And you know, just the fact that somebody is listening to me right now is saying, I find myself there, maybe where you're at or maybe where I'm at. And you know, now at a, you know, young age, I start to realize that there's so many things that could have, should have, would have. But a lot of times it wasn't God's fault. It wasn't the devil's fault. You just said it. I got ahead of God, or I got behind God, or I wasn't wise enough. And you know, a lot of times, some of my mentors, some of my spiritual sons that I've mentored, they know that I've always said that I work on God's assignment. by that, I've learned now after so many years of preaching that I won't, whatever God tells me that I do. You know, I get calls from a lot of pastors that will tell me, what does God show you? What, you have a prophetic word. And, you know, a lot of times I have to be very blunt and tell them, I don't have nothing for you, brother. Because a lot of those people are trying to get ahead of God or get behind God. And I think, Aaron, it's just like somebody that says to you, you know, and I call those the spiritual giants who say, you know, brother, and they interpret the Bible. You said about Bible interpretation. They interpret the Bible, you know, if you ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. But look at the context. It doesn't say when. So they apply it immediately. Ask and you shall receive. It's like making instant soup, Marichan soup. Add the hot water, it's done. No. Ask and you shall receive. It doesn't say, and if you look at the original Greek or the or Hebrew, you will see that that grammar is not referring to the present tense.
So how do you think as Christians, how can we wait? How can we get patience while we're waiting on God? Sometimes it's not easy, you know. What if, you know, you need an answer right now? What if, you know, what if it's a life and death situation? What if it's, you know, it's depending on, you know, I pay my rent, I eat today. What if it's one of those situations where you're dying, you need to know now, you need to know now. How do you stop and tell God, help me?
Well, and this is the key. It's always, you got to talk to God. You got to, you know, that's a communication with God. You know, I have so many testimonies. You guys were smaller where we've had God come through for us. I'm talking not minutes, the last second, you know, their foreclosure, we needed to pay a bill, and I'm not talking $10, $100, you know, I'm talking about, I recall one time we had a need where we were at church, and we needed, by Monday, this is a Sunday, by Monday morning at 9 o'clock, we needed $10,000, or somebody's life was just going to be destroyed, and that somebody was my daughter. So you can imagine, she was in school. We needed to come up with $10,000. There was no way, no how that we could. We tried everything. And like you say, Aaron, I sat in my office and I told God, I don't have nowhere to go but you. And I'm just going to wait on you. I can't do it no more. I tried to ask for people to lend us money. But there's no way I could do this. It's on you, Lord. If you want it, fine. But I'm still going to praise you. Right when we were closing up the church, somebody came and said to me, brother, I felt in my heart, here's $10,000. Now, it sounds too easy, but that period of those weeks of waiting on God's time to the last second, you know, Aaron, I would be a liar. I cried. I stood up all night. I stopped eating. I was worried. I didn't understand. I couldn't tell nobody. You know, I'm a pastor. I got to give it to keep my image. Yeah, yeah. I can't tell nobody, hey, if I don't get $10,000, my daughter can't go back to school. And all of a sudden, God just comes through. And I'm talking about not alone, but somebody said, here's a check. And I recall that I cried more because I said, God, all these years, you've always come through for me. Why do you make me sweat? And that's where we go back again to what you were saying, God's timing. What did I learn by that? That sometimes God is making us learn that he will never leave us or forsake us, as the word of God says.
I think there's always going to be, you just said, there's always going to be a lesson in the blessing, right?
Yes.
When we're going to get a lesson, when we're going to get blessed, God's going to, is also trying to speak to us and teach us, you know, something. Maybe it's humility. Maybe it's patience. Maybe it's, you know, not to doubt him. You know, not to be Thomas. You know, I remember my sister has an inside joke. You know, she says, she always calls me Thomas because he says, you know, don't doubt God. You know, certain things, you know, certain circumstances. And then at the end, like you said, he always shows his hand, always comes through. It's like a buzzer beater. It's always good. At the end, you know, at the end, he always comes through and we make it.
And I think going to using that example and if you're a sports fan, and we might have some sports fans following us, you know that those buzzer, that last second, it's history. History is made. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that Kobe, these great basketball players, LeBron and these other guys that have always done, you know, the new generation, you know, they're legends because they won games by that last second. And that's something that I've learned that so many Christians don't like. We don't like buzzer beaters.
No.
Because we're human, we want it now, it's instant, You promise it, you said it, I believe it, I receive it. And you know, you got a lot of false teaching going out there. And I'll be very honest, without disrespecting anybody, you got to be careful with your hermeneutics. A lot of people interpret the Bible with no kind of guidelines, no kind of, you know, it's not even involving the Holy Spirit. They interpret it on their own. And that's why there's so many, you know, it's just like these people that sell miracles.
Yeah.
Famous. They're on TV and people are paying thousands of dollars.
They pray for this rug and you touch the rag and then you're a millionaire.
Yeah, and people believe it. That. Why? Because they don't know their Bible. And this is why I think every one of the things, God's timing is never, and one of the things I'm going to say with all due respect, the Bible says that no man knows God's timing. Now, I hope, and this is going to knock some people's theology down. Nobody can predict God's timing because he's God.
There's no way you can fathom his mind. I mean, I don't know how some people, you know, there's another thing, like you say, you know, it goes with also being humble. You know, they like to take credit for God's work, right? Oh, I knew this was going to happen. Yeah, that's easy to say when it happens. But like you said, when you're going through that hellship, you know, when you're not eating, when you're stressing, you can't sleep at night, it's very hard to be like, oh, I know everything's going to be all right at the end. You know what I'm saying? I know it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And you're laughing. Oh, we can laugh at it now. But when you're going through that struggle, that valley of the shadow of death, you're not looking at God and be like, hey, this is a good time right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I think as more modern Christians, you know, I mean, maybe because I'm a younger, you know, adult or whatever, but I think as younger adults, sometimes we all deal with mental health right now because that's what we're struggling with, is focusing on his timing. And knowing that, you know, that's where anxiety comes from, is when you're like, oh man, what's going on? I don't know what's happening. Anxiety is running the world right now, rampant. Because I think as a lot as the world, we need to trust in him and have more time in him.
And I think right now, I think I've always said that, and we want to make this disclaimer, we're not condemning anybody that's struggling with mental health.
No.
We're not putting anybody down, because at the end of the day, and I'll say this with all due respect, every single human being has to deal with it. And you know, one of the greatest things that I see in the Bible, that you have to understand that God's timing is not limited to our ideas or our finite mind. God is an infinite God, so we cannot put God in a box into, you know, a time frame. And this is why God sometimes will answer us instantly. Sometimes it takes days, sometimes weeks, sometimes months, and sometimes years. I got, you know, and I say this not to boast or brag. After serving God for, you know, almost 45 years and ministering for 40 years in different places of the world, God has given me a lot of my, they call it bucket list. I call it prayer requests.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to go to Africa. I wanted to go to Panama. I wanted to go to Central America. I wanted to go to the Caribbean. I wanted to go to Europe, not knowing I was going to live in Europe. You know, and all this, I'm not saying to boast or brag. God has granted all my heart's desires. I wanted to have, you know, boys, my sons. I wanted to have grandsons. You know, God gave me, I wanted one grandson. God gave me three. I wanted one boy. God gave me two. I wanted one daughter. God gave me two daughters. What am I saying, Eric? I'm saying that God's timing. Now, all this, putting it together, has not been easy. I would have been a liar if I sat here and said, oh, it was easy. God, you know, gave me the strength to wait. Baloney. I struggled. I waited. Sometimes, you know, my first daughter died. How can you say, you know, God took away my daughter? And you know, I had asked for a daughter, not knowing that in a year he was going to give me another daughter. So what I'm trying to say, that God's timing cannot be limited to our feelings, emotion. We can't serve God by emotions. Or we can't wait on God with our emotions. We don't serve. We serve God by faith. And faith is, the Bible says, it interprets it really clear there in Hebrews 11:1. It says it's the substance of things not seen. It's the essence. So faith, it doesn't see. Faith, we walk by faith, not by sight. And that's the whole different story when you say, okay, I don't see it, but I believe it. And one of the things that I've always encouraged people that are listening, somebody is listening, you need to encourage yourself. There's a lot of people that will discourage you, by words that would tell you, oh, no, Aaron, or, you know, it's your fault. It's this. You got a lot of haters out there. They don't want God to bless you. You know, when God blesses you, there's people that don't want that for you. But yet, they don't understand that, you know, it's just like when somebody been waiting for something, they don't understand. I recall one of the greatest examples we see in the Bible is that when somebody asks God for somebody and they wait with faith, they're not asking every day.
No.
They said, okay, God, I asked you for this. I'm going to wait for it.
It's like the kid, you know, around Christmas time keeps asking his mom, you know, can I open the presents? Can I open the presents? Or, oh, I'll let you open one. But that example you just said, sometimes when you wait, you get more in return. So, you know, that kid waited. His mom gave him two presents, not one, two. So that was a time when we wait on his perfect timing, we're going to get rewarded. We're going to get blessed. But the whole part about it is waiting. And I think we're about to wrap it up here, Bishop. But I just have one final thought. To somebody out there listening, we're just like you. You know, we're real. We struggle. We struggle with waiting on his perfect timing as well. You know, the Crosspoint Church, we're trying to get a building. You know, we're waiting on that. And we're not letting that position die. We're not letting that prayer request die. We need you to keep praying for us. We're going to keep praying for it. And we're waiting on God's perfect timing. With that being said, Bishop,
yeah.
Final words.
Yeah, I think we all, this topic is a topic that for that person right now, a woman, man, young lady that has a prayer request, that has a silent request before God. Have no doubt, this is podcast for you. God is telling you it's coming. When? I'm not going to sit here and lie to you today, tomorrow. I'm going to just let you know that the Word of God says that if you ask in faith and wait in faith, sooner or later, it's coming. It's coming your way. But you need to wait with faith. And with that being said, we want to pray for those that are listening. We want to thank you. Go ahead and like, share. We appreciate all those who are praying. And as Aaron said, right now we have a prayer request for a building for the Crosspoint Church. But that hasn't stopped us. You know, this is not the first church that we plant. We planted churches all over the world. And by God's grace, he's always coming in the right timing. And we just know that God has that, and whatever you have before God, I want to unite with you today and declare that God gives us strength, patience to wait on his time. And let us pray. Dear God, we thank you once again for this platform to be able to talk about you. These talks at the cross is to talk about you, God, and to present you to our brothers and sisters who might be struggling, waiting for an answer for a special request, a silent request, that mother that prays for a child, for a son, for a daughter, that relationship that's having problem, that person that has a healing need, that has sickness or has a disease that she's dealing with. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we declare that you give us the faith to be able to trust you and to wait on your timing, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare, God, answers to come our way, God. That this podcast give new faith and new strength to somebody out there that is listening, that has been just thinking, I'm going to give up on God. It's taking too long. Don't give up. God wants you to listen to his word and to his Holy Spirit who is speaking to somebody right now. I feel that God is telling somebody the blessing is coming around the corner. Just wait a little bit longer. Hang in there. God has something for your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. We declare and we bless you. Don't forget the Talks at the Cross, the official podcast, the Crosspoint Church.